Previously, we presented the case from Scripture that the kingdom of God is already here. Now, this usually provokes a few questions for more inquisitive students of the Bible, such as, can we identify with certainty when and where the kingdom began? Well, the answer is yes, we can. You see, by studying the Bible, we can distinguish the precise time and location. And we'll start in Mark 9, verse 1, and that reads, "Assuredly, I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power." Now, pay close attention to all the words in that verse. This statement places a very specific time limit on that event. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples, to whom he says, "Some will live to see that day with their own eyes when the kingdom shall come into existence." And he also states that it will come with power. Now, these are the same words that are also found in Matthew's account, right after he had told Peter that he would give him the keys to the kingdom in Matthew 16, verse 19. Now, if you add to this, Jesus also uses the word church in that verse interchangeably with kingdom. Now, in Acts 1, verse 6, the disciples asked Jesus if he is going to, at this time, restore the kingdom to Israel. You see, they had in mind a physical, earthly kingdom like the one from the days of David or Solomon. But notice what Jesus says in verse 8. He says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Now, do you see a connection to and the consistency with Mark 9:1? Read the first few verses of the next chapter in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. And what do we see there? Well, we see the miraculous power come to, or rather fall upon, the apostles in the form of the Holy Spirit. It happened exactly as Jesus had promised in John 16, verses 7 through 13. Now, thinking back on the words that we saw in Mark 9, verse 1, Jesus said some would see the kingdom arrive. Well, this implied that not all of them would, meaning there would be some standing there who wouldn't be around when it arrived. So, were any of the apostles not there, or had someone died between the time Jesus had spoken those words and the day of Pentecost that we see there in Acts 2? Well, indeed, Judas was one of the men who had been with Jesus back when those words were spoken and had since passed. Go back and look at Acts chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, and Matthew 27, verse 5. Again, that is exactly what Jesus said would happen. See, his words came true. And speaking of fulfilled prophecy, look at what Jesus said in Luke 24, verses 46 through 48. He stated that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Now, where were the apostles when Peter preached that first gospel message that we find in Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 36? Well, here's a hint. Acts 1, verse 12 says, Jerusalem. The result of our study is that the kingdom of God began on the day of Pentecost some 2,000 odd years ago. It began in Jerusalem, and it's still in existence today. It's not some future event, nor will it be some earthly physical kingdom, as many erroneously teach today. You see, the identifying marks of this present kingdom of Jesus are easy to identify with Bible study. And that refutes all those claims that there's going to be some earthly kingdom. So in conclusion, the most important lesson that we can learn from the inception of God's kingdom is what was actually said on that day. Peter stood up. And he began preaching, and he preached about Jesus the Christ. He preached the gospel of Jesus' crucifixion, his death and his burial, and his resurrection. He preached that Jesus is the Messiah and is currently sitting at the right hand of God. What was the outcome of that sermon? Well, the result was that many were convicted of their sins, and they responded to the invitation of Jesus by being baptized, as we see in Acts chapter 2, verses 38 through 41. And then they were added to the church, Acts 2, verse 47. So what just happened there? Well, Peter used the keys of the kingdom, just as Jesus had promised, to open up the door of salvation, as Jesus is called in John 10, verse 9. And the first converts were ushered in. And that's the main lesson for us. If we want to be saved, we must be in His kingdom, and that is the church of Christ, the body of the Son of God, according to 2 Timothy 2:10, Colossians 1:18, and Galatians 3:27.